audition about today?
All right, y'all, believe it or not, Nick Cannon doesn't like to expose himself. We'll explain.
And later, we dish with my friend, the fabulous Cheryl Lee Ralph. L.A. will join us later, but Brad, what you got first?
Okay, y'all, ever since Pete Davidson started dating Kim Kardashian, we always hearing about him now, and it might be going to his head a little bit. It sounds like he's getting special treatment on Saturday Night Live, and his co-stars are not happy about it. A source told The Sun, Pete has become a total diva on SNL. He missed the first few days of rehearsal last week and was still allowed to be on Saturday's show, and the cast is starting to turn on him. Now, what y'all think? Do y'all think he becoming a diva because he dating Kim K or what?
I kind of feel like Pete Davidson might have wrote that stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, because, like, the way he plays his position on SNL, not necessarily always in every sketch, and a lot of times he's himself. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, yo, anything to keep people talking, right?
Yeah, but he's definitely becoming a diva. Because, you know, anybody with them Kardashians, honey, they get clout. And he's definitely, honey, going to be acting like, oh, honey, I'm with Kim. Because Kim could talk to the president and get the president to release prisoners and do all that stuff. So he's definitely being a diva, honey. And then you just put him back down, cut him down to his size, honey.
When you get clout, you don't use it?
No.
You go in stores and Gucci or wherever, and they want to give you free stuff, and they want to look out for you and give you a great price. You wouldn't use that?
Brad, I would never, because I think about the less fortunate people
you
that can't get that.
You're such a liar. You're such a liar. Every time I go to the jewelry store, they say, Gary with the team was just here. Okay.
You just missed Gary. Right. Just here buying out everything.
Okay, y'all, honey, we've got a viral surprise for you, honey, but you won't have to go to the clinic. Y'all, it's Dish Gone Viral. All right, honey. So West Virginia reporter, y'all, Miss Tori Yorgie, honey, was doing a live hit, honey, when she took a live hit from a car. Check this out.
And Tori, they're not seeing any flakes but wet roads. And now we're starting to experience, unfortunately, in freeze thaw, we see this, water main breaks.
Got hit by a car, but I'm okay. I just got hit by a car, but I'm okay, Tim.
That's first for you on TV, Tori.
Woo! We're all good.
Are you okay?
I'm okay, yeah.
Now, you know what? That is crazy. Is she all right?
She all right, but I feel, not Brad, because I saw it. It made me feel like she was a black person.
Yeah.
This girl got hit and got back up and went back to work. I'm like, girl, you ain't got to do that, honey.
I mean, it really pushed on out the way, did
it? Yes, it did.
She might have been a stuntwoman before she was like a newscaster, because she took that like a champ.
I'd have had to go to the hospital.
Yes, ma'am, honey. Yeah,
but that's a testament to how like violent some of the crime must be in that city, because that reporter did not flinch one bit.
When that car shot up. her colleague just like, girl, whatever, honey. I'm not finished doing the story, honey. And this girl popped right back up.
It's almost like he sent the car.
Okay.
Right. Let's have fun.
So, Brad, hey, Craig, has anything like this ever happened to y'all live and you just had to roll with it? Like maybe a guy came up to you, hey, Craig, and just say, I just want to kiss you.
Nah, not like that.
Nah,
not really.
Not quite like that. I mean, things happen and the show must go on. Like, one time I was performing and I lost my diamond ring. It flew in the audience.
Oh.
Did I want to stop the show? Of course. And say, everybody look on the ground right now. But do you think if somebody found it, they really would have turned it in? So I had to keep the show going. The show must go on.
I would have made up a song on the spot called Let's Find the Diamond. You know what I'm saying?
I say, wait a bitch, my diamond fell. Hold on.
Yeah, be like in their pocket and out the door. You think they would have gave it back.
Okay.
Child, please.
All right, moving on. Can you guys believe even with abs of steel, Nick Cannon has insecurities about his body when it comes to taking it off for the ladies in the bedroom?
What? Why?
So the talk show host had a man panel on his show yesterday and said sometimes he got to give his lovers the Winnie the Pooh version of himself. Take a look.
I'm going to tell you off top, I definitely have an insecurity when it comes with being intimate, and Rip was just making fun of. I've been skinny all my life.
Yeah.
So therefore, I've never liked to be completely naked.
Oh.
It's usually or like a hide under the cover.
Yeah.
As much as I boast about being in shape and stuff.
Just keep like that's interesting. Don't you ever Winnie the Pooh it?
Wow. Okay.
But everything on Nick, honey, I mean, it is a skinny, honey, I can assure you, y'all, because, honey, the ladies keep going back for him, so I'm sure.
I mean, it's almost like if you're skinny, you want to be thicker. If you're thicker, you want to be smaller. I don't think Nick has any fat on his body, but he's turned it all into muscle.
Oh, he got
muscle,
some fat, though.
What he did. Gary. I'm talking about, like, body mass.
Oh.
Not eggplant.
Okay,
Gary, get your mind out the gutter. I mean, can y'all identify with Nick?
Yeah, I mean, it was a period of time during the pandemic where I was starting to, like, you know, get built like Mayor McCheese. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you know, you're like, yo, don't look at me. I'm hideous. You know what I'm saying? Let's dim these lights a little bit. But
I like to keep on clothing during freaky time.
Well, I keep my thong on, but.
So what you, how did.
Agree to just.
Never mind. Stop.
Call that bow and arrow.
Okay. All right, y'all, keeping it pushing. Fans better put some respect on Amber Riley's name. And let me tell you why. The actress took to Twitterverse and let everybody know that they bet not ever call her by her Glee character name, Mercedes, if they want a response, okay? Here's what she wrote. I despise when people call me Mercedes. Put some respect on my name. Call me Amber or Riley. It's wild that I even have to say that. No shade to the character that gave me a career, but please stop this. I don't answer to it. And if you do it fictitiously, I block you. And then she went on to say she's done too much work in her career to be reduced to just one role. So I agree with that.
Yeah, but no, but first of all, honey, being Mercedes when they got this Tramp, honey, too, she got the major clout because we knew her as Mercedes.
I don't think Tramp is one of the approved names, Gary.
Yeah, well, it's going to be one, honey, so she needs to just be happy somebody calling her name. There's a lot of people like that in the business, and I know one in particular, but I'm going to call her name, that does not like to be called the name that got them to where they are. That's what we know you by.
I don't have a problem being Brat.
Exactly. I mean, Kunta Kinte was LeVar Burton, and he didn't have no problem being called Kunta, so.
He got it poppy. He went from being a slave to going into space, reading to children.
Yeah, so, child, please.
My sister's Diamond on Players Club, and they say that all day down the street. Diamond!
Yeah,
Diamond!
So, child.
Just turn around and give him love and keep moving.
But I want you to call me Miss Ross.
That's not even your stage name, bitch.
All right, so the world's first space-based entertainment studio and multi-purpose arena is in the works, and it's actually the studio behind the Tom Cruise space film.
Wow, really?
Yep, so the studio's name is SEE1, and it'll allow artists, producers, and creatives to develop, produce, record, and live stream content. And also, the space arena will provide the venue and production infrastructure projects for events and stuff like that.
That's crazy. I mean, who's going to go in space? It costs like millions of dollars to go to space.
But it seems like it's getting cheaper and cheaper because you have more and more companies kind of competing to be up in that, you know, in that weightlessness.
Man, it's going to be all billionaires up there.
So who's ready to blast off? Blast off.
I'm not going.
You're not going?
No.
I feel like, Gary, you're brave. You want to boldly go where no man gone before.
Yes.
The shuttle looked like a penis. I'm sure you'll ride the tip of it. You know what I'm saying?
Hey. I sure would. I make no error, fool.
Is that man on the outside of that ship?
Oh, God.
Dish from Mars.
Dish from Uranus.
All right, bitch.
Coming up, Lady Gaga and Salma Hayek put on a steamy show for the House of Gucci crew that they'll never forget. Bummer. We're not going to get to see it. We'll get into all that after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, so if you thought the movie House of Gucci was good, wait till you hear what didn't make the cut.
Ooh, what?
Am I glowing? Are my eyes sparkling?
Yes,
I'm
they are.
Really excited. Well, listen to this, you guys, because you're probably going to want to picture this, as I'm going to have trouble getting through this story just because right. I'm salivating so much. Lady Gaga just revealed that her and Salma Hayek's characters developed a sexual relationship.
Oh.
And even had a sex scene that was cut out of the film.
No!
There's a whole side of this film that you did not see where Pina and I developed a sexual relationship.
Should I tell them?
The director's cut, who knows.
Maybe.
But this is a testament to him as a director because he allowed us to go there.
But remember this too, Lady Gaga complained about a lot of flies on the set.
Mm. Oh, that's right. They followed her.
And they
everywhere.
Followed her around.
Who here would have liked to have been that, one of those flies on that wall? Just me?
I don't know who's the biggest fly. You or Chewy.
But you know what? I'm looking forward to the director's cut of this movie and the DVD extra scene.
Is it going
to
be on that? Oh, the extra scene?
Because my fly will be open when I actually watch
it. Now, Sherry, have you ever been on a movie set where you were, where maybe a sex scene didn't make the cut? Ooh. Or you wish there was a sex scene?
Girl, I wish it was a sex scene.
With Salma Hayek or Lady Gaga, who would you pick?
Probably Salma. I've loved Salma. I've been like,
I would
like,
too.
That's Salma.
Salma too.
Yeah, Salma. She has a sexuality about
her. Maybe Lady Gaga. Maybe Lady Gaga, because I would like to go rah, ah, 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 ah.
No, be honest. Be honest. You'd like to poke her face.
Oh.
Yeah,
Moving on. Does everybody remember the movie The Social Network?
Yes.
Love it. Yes. It was based off the true story of Mark Zuckerberg and how Facebook was started. Mm-hmm. Well, Dakota Johnson, who played a small role in the film, she sat down with Andrew Garfield, who also starred in the film, for a Vanity Fair interview. And they were reminiscing about working on the film. And then Dakota revealed that star Jesse Eisenberg did not acknowledge her on the set.
What?
You and Jesse were so busy on that movie, and I was obviously in for 4 seconds. And I remember sitting down with you guys when you were having lunch one day, and you asked loads of questions.
Did
and
I?
You were really nice.
Was I?
Yeah.
Everything's
and Jesse
shifted.
Didn't acknowledge me. He was probably in character.
He was probably overwhelmed by your beauty. Yes.
Yeah. So, have any one of you guys ever had like a famous actor or anybody on coming on the set, or and they just didn't talk to you and act like?
Tyne Daly was kind of a.
Which kind of bummed
maybe,
me out?
No, Tyne Daly might have been hot flashing. You know, I understand. Tyne Daly.
No, here's where she was pretty nice through the whole interview, and then at the end we're like, "Can we get a picture?" And she's like, "Quickly, quickly."
That was a hot flash. Don't hold that against
me. All these years later, don't Tyne Daly, sir. We apologize. Now that I'm your age, I understand.
Do you want to hear high-quality sound coming from your earbuds without paying a ridiculously high amount? Well, the Alpha Pro True Wireless Earbuds is high quality with the price tag you should have loved, and you'll literally never miss a beat.
That's right, HK. These earbuds come in 2 colors, black and white, with all the features we love, like the ability to answer and decline incoming phone calls and skip through music with just a tap on the earbud.
The setup is a breeze with its easy and fast pairing. The charging case delivers 4 recharges for 15 hours of playtime and is water-resistant and sweat-proof. So, hey, Craig, how much?
Well, these earbuds have been seen as high as $100 before. Dish Nation fam is just $29. Just go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
Up next, earlier this week, we got to dish with my friend, the beautiful and talented Miss Cheryl Lee Ralph, about her new show, Abbott Elementary. So stick around for that and much more.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
So exciting because we are here and we are ready to dish with our girl, Tony Award winner, Broadway producer, and the star of the funniest ABC new comedy series, Abbott Elementary. Please let us welcome Cheryl Lee Ralph to Dish Nation.
Cheryl, darling, how you doing, honey? And thanks for dishing with us.
Oh my gosh, I miss you so much, but every winter, you know I got that pink hat.
Oh, yes.
Gary always talking about you up here, Cheryl. It's Brad, so we know you got a lot going on, so let's get into it. Your new comedy series on ABC, Abbott Elementary. Girl, tell us about it.
Abbott Elementary is created by the tiny but the also mighty and talented Quinta Brunson. And it is all about a very challenged urban school in the city of Philadelphia. And it is about a group of teachers who are making do with the little that they've got to make sure that their students, who they love, do not suffer. And it is... it's probably one of the greatest shows I've ever been a part of, and I'm enjoying every moment of it.
Now, Cheryl, it seems like your character, honey, Barbara in Abbott Elementary, she's a little tech challenged. Now, how are you with technology? Is this real life for you?
Gary, you know that I am up on all things technological.
Come on,
you know this.
You better tell them.
Cheryl, you are over here at Dish Nation, so you know we got to ask you a little bit about your personal life. So on Dish, we love to get in people's business. Now, I have to say, they always mistake me for Octavia Spencer. Have you ever been mistaken or called by a different celebrity before?
Listen, there was a phase in my life where I was everybody's favorite black celebrity, female. I was on a plane. And a young man came up to me and he said, "Oh, hey, Whitney, how you doing?"
Hey. Okay.
I was a bit upset by that. I got on the plane and another young man came up to me and said, "Hello." And I said, he went on back to his seat. We were getting off the plane He came up to me and he said, I'm sorry, but aren't you? And I said, please, I am not Whitney Houston. He said, aren't you Cheryl Lee Ralph?
Hello.
And I said, oh, I'm so sorry. So be as kind as you can for as long as you can, because you never know when you got it wrong.
That's right. Okay. Now, Cheryl, back in 2019, Gary said on this show that you were one of his first Hollywood friends. What can you tell us about Gary and your friendship that might surprise us here at Dish?
Oh, Lord.
Oh.
Well, you know what? First of all, Gary is very warm. He is very honest. And he is very giving. Anytime I come to town, he will call me, track me down, because he knows all the names to use. And he will say, come on, girl. First thing we eat, next thing we shop. Yes. And we usually will spend all day together. Mm. Yeah, and he turned me on how to get a great Chanel bag for a good price.
Cheryl, we loved having you on. We are such big fans of Abbott Elementary.
Love you.
Make sure you check your local listings to watch Abbott Elementary every Tuesday night. You got to run to see the show. Thanks for dishing with our girl, Cheryl Lee Ralph. And everybody stay right here for more Dish after the break. We love you.
We love you. Thank you.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Sebastian Stan and Lily James are playing Pamela Anderson and Tommy Lee in the upcoming series Pam and Tommy. Well, can't wait. I've seen the documentary. Now I look forward to the actual film.
Me too.
I think part of it was on a doc, yeah.
I was at the Renaissance Hotel when I watched the documentary.
I saw it too.
You never forget where you were. No. You never forget.
I gave it one thing up.
Well, Sebastian acted out one of Tommy's real life moments that he wrote about in his 2005 memoir about when he had a pep talk with his penis.
Mm. Well,
Sebastian told Variety that by the end, he just treated it like he was an intimate buddy. Mm. You know, it was just a conversation that one might have when they're falling in love.
Okay.
Interesting.
Wow. Talking to your body parts. Do women ever do that?
I think one time I talked, TV. I was like, hey, girl, smile, even if you don't like it. Take one for the team.
Stop it. All right, but Frank, I can't help but think that you probably have full-on conversations with your little guy. What do you talk about?
No, our conversations ever since, the whole pandemic and gaining some weight, it's been like, Marco. Hello. I know he's down there someplace.
Where did that come from?
I mean, it's like...
Like, where's Waldo?
I've been with women where they talk to it. When we're going and we're doing our thing. I love that.
So you like a woman to talk to it? Do you want her? No, wait, do you want her
to talk with it? She's like...
I was going
to
say...
Well, on that note, penis, take us out. Take us out, penis.
I can't. I'm not possibly big enough to reach the table.
Let's throw it back to Brad.
This is mine. Mine is...
Welcome to Dish Nation.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.